We are on the fly at the Fun Fly Zone. Two flies, fly and fly
Fly
for
and fun.
fun.
Fly and fun, they both go together.
So far, the day has been a beautiful day. A lot of rain last night, but look at this. It's beautiful,
gorgeous,
right now.
Yeah.
So we'll take it. We'll take it when we can get it, mm-hmm. this beautiful weather. It's a lot cooler today than it was yesterday. Great day to be out and about the Air Venture grounds. And fantastic. Tim Bogenhagen is co-hosting with me today. He's a member of a number of different things here at EAA, but the Fun Fly Zone is his baby during Air Venture Week. And you have the help of a ton of volunteers and a ton of participants and a lot of enthusiasts showing up. Tim, who are we talking to now?
We're talking with Elena Scott. And Elena Scott is an inspirational story. As much as Artie was inspiration on the last segment, Elena is equally. Elena flies an ultralight, and she actually came here from quite a distance. So, Elena, how far did you come?
I flew 1,000 miles from South Carolina. Going first, I came, like, around most of the Appalachian Mountains, and then I went north from there.
Wow. So you went through the mountains, around, kind of. Did you run into any weather along the way?
Nothing too serious. I just missed a really bad storm, but other than that, it was just windy days that we had to stop flying.
Wow. So, Elena, I know you fly an Aerolite 103, which is a Part 103 ultralight vehicle. How old are you?
I'm 14 years old.
14 years old, flew 1,000 miles to get to Oshkosh in an ultralight vehicle. How did you do that? Were you by yourself, or did you have help?
So, I had my dad with me. He was driving, after me.
Ground support.
Yes, ground support, like my pit crew.
Now, I recognize your dad because aren't you the second generation of pilot doing this in your family?
Yes, my brother did the same thing 4 years ago, but from Virginia to here instead of...
We interviewed him on this show. So you're
right.
You would have been...
I was 10.
You were 10. Do you remember that interview? Were you here?
I do. I didn't understand what was happening, but I remember looking over and seeing him talking. But actually, he didn't talk as much as I expected him to.
Well, you're talking. That's cool. And your dad, what an inspiration, getting two of your kids at a young age involved in aviation in a huge way. Did your family build this Aerolite 103 from the kit?
It came as a kit. I wasn't involved in building it, but I believe my dad and my brother built it together.
Okay.
And then after it sat on the ramp for a while, then we had my dad had to repair it, change a wing, and refabric the wings.
Well, it looks like it has new fabric on it. Yeah.
It does.
Yeah. What's the significance of the fabric on there? Because it's kind of weird. One wing is one color, one wing's the other color.
So originally my dad picked these colors because my mom's half Ukrainian. I'm a quarter Ukrainian. And when we were picking the colors, it was around the time when the Ukrainian-Russian conflict was happening. So
when it was starting.
Yeah. So they're actually my favorite colors. So I guess that's their... Those are two reasons.
That's neat. Wow. Hey, and I've been here all week, obviously, and I watched the flight operations. I've seen you fly during every flight session, I think. You're up there just having a good time, flying as much as you can, it seems. Talk about that.
So I want to fly as much as I can because that gives more chances of potential inspiration for other people. Not just inspiration for other people my age, but I think I have inspired other people who are older than me, too. Because every once in a while, I'll have a couple come up to me and tell me how I've inspired them, which is surprising to me.
Well, you're 14 years old. You're a female. People can just look at what you're doing and go, you know, she's a 14-year-old female. If she can do it, I was wondering if I could do it. Now I know I can do it. That you truly would be an inspiration in that way. So tell us about what you love about the Aerolite 103.
Well, the Aerolite 103 is the closest ultralight to a regular airplane. It has flaps, ailerons, elevators, everything. It's not too different. It doesn't have like a stick shift, like, or not stick shift, but like
control stick.
Control stick.
Yeah.
It's most similar to
it's airplane like. It's got a control yoke, so it's almost like. So what's after the Aerolite? What's the next airplane you'd like to fly or aircraft?
I'm probably going to be practicing to get my private pilot's license in Cessna 150. It's like our trainer plane.
So is that how you learned? So the Aerolite 103 is single seat.
Single seat, so you
so
can't
how
fly.
Did you train to fly it? Was that in the 150?
So in the 150, I just practiced learning how to do turns, and descending, climbing turns, descending turns, all like the basics. So I understood what I was doing, and I understood kind of how to maneuver an airplane. But after that, it was all kind of like practice on the ground. So I started off doing high-speed taxis back and forth down the runway, which led to wheelies back and forth down the runway, and then getting off the ground for short, like, little hops. And
crow
then,
hop.
Yeah. And then it was, like, taking off, cruising 30 feet above the runway, and then landing.
Putting in wing correction and doing all that stuff you need to do to track the runway.
So the more I did that, the better I got, and it was kind of the same thing as taking off and landing. So when I first soloed in June 8th of this year, that's how I was able to take off and land.
And then how much did you practice? That's only a month before you leave for Oshkosh. So how much did you fly then between June 8th when you first soloed the 103 and coming up here?
So on the 14th is when we left to like start our journey. The first day I flew 10 stops, which was like 10 airports in total, which I think we ended up somewhere in Georgia. And then the next day was like 2 hops because of bad weather. And then from then on, it was like 8 to 9 hops each day. And then I got here in... I arrived here in 6 days. Yeah.
On the ultralight runway? Did you land here on the ultralight runway?
I landed on the paved runway because it was still a towered airport when I got here.
Oh, okay.
I had a lot of experience with paved runways because of most of the airports I landed at were paved.
Sure. Yeah. That makes sense. So how much range does an Aerolite 103 have? How long can you fly before you're and I mean, obviously part 103, you don't have reserve fuel rules and all that stuff, but you always wanted to have a reserve. So realistically, you probably wanted to have at least a half hour in case something went wrong, right? So how much time can you fly, or would you be comfortable flying in one of these legs?
I've flown about legs that go up to 1 hour and 35 minutes.
Okay.
And that usually takes me to half tank or a little bit past half tank.
So
I'd say in total I could fly 2.5 hours or 3 hours, depending on the area.
Okay. Elena, being a young girl, very lightweight, I watch her take off from the runway here, and it's like she levitates. It's like there's hardly any weight in it at all.
It was like the airplane was made for you.
Oh, and as a big person, I'm like,
was.
Oh, if only wish I was a lot lighter. That looks like so much fun, being able to take off and land so quick.
So, I mean, Tim asked you a minute ago what's next. I mean, what makes sense next for you would be gliders, of course, because you're 14 and you can solo a glider when you're 14. So you got the Aerolite. If you went and flew gliders, you could solo at 14. You can get your license in a glider at 16. And then if you do your private license in a glider when you're 16, all you have to do for your
powered,
like the 150 that you fly, is just an add-on rating to your glider rating. It's a very easy way to do it.
So what my brother did is he soloed in a glider, but I'm not sure if I'll be soloing in a glider yet because we haven't really thought that far into the future. We were more focused on like
getting here and getting home.
Yeah.
Now, are you going to fly back home or are you going to trailer home?
Oh, I'm going to drive back home. We're going to take off the wings and
you trailer
and
home.
Yeah.
Okay. So the adventure was coming up and you're going to get to just relax and enjoy the drive home. Because,
yeah.
I mean, it's I mean, let's be honest, you know, flying that distance in a single seat, very, very light aircraft can be tiring.
I mean, very tiring, very challenging. I'm sure you got very tired during your 6 days here.
Yeah,
it was tiring because I woke up as early as possible to get the best weather. Yep. And then in the evening, I'd also fly. Sometimes there'd be like a little break during the day because it would get gusty. But otherwise, I was flying as much as I could until weather stopped me.
When you finally got to Oshkosh, you must have been so relieved.
I was relieved and a little bit overwhelmed since this was my first tired airport on the whole trip.
And there was other traffic. I saw you land. You came up from Fond du Lac. You flew from the south up to the north, and you landed on 36, the big runway out here. And there was other aircraft in the pattern, too, right?
I landed right behind a DC-3.
A DC-3.
There's a little white turbulence there, possibly. Wow.
I wasn't that close to them. They, like, came underneath me, landed, and then I was still gliding until when they came off.
Good. Well, make me a promise. Come back with your brother and see us and do a group interview with us either next year or 2 years from now, and let us catch up with you, okay?
We would have to wait a little bit longer than 2 years because my brother is in BCT training at the Air Force Academy.
Oh, wow. Good for him. All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us, and just promise to come back. It says we'll still be here. I promise. Jay Wanchi, Tim Bogenhagen, thank you again for co-hosting
welcome. Thank
today.
You, Jeff.
And we love to come down and see all your excitement here at the Fun Fly Zone.
Yeah,
appreciate
so happy
it.
You came.
Yeah, thank you. Jay Wanchi on the fly. We are we're going to wrap it up for today here. If you haven't been down to the Fun Fly Zone, it's very easy to find. Just come down the flight line south, and you cannot miss it. We are going to be at the Seaplane Base tomorrow for our wrap-up show. So we'll see you there from the Seaplane Base. You're listening to EA Radio.